Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm really interested in today's topic. We're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, how technology has impacted the workplace. And, you know, telecommuting is, well, I can remember when telecommuting was kind of a dream. People talked about it, but it really wasn't happening very much. It's really happening now a lot.
Employers are becoming more used to doing it, and they're understanding how it works, how it can work, how it doesn't work, and what we're seeing is some growth in the rural part of the state, or some potential growth in regards to teleworks. We are proud at the center here to be partnering with the Minnesota Telephone Association to put a conference on this fall in October. All around this issue. So we're going to bring in some big employers of the state, United Healthcare, Delta Dental, Best Buy, companies like that that are already doing it. You know, they're employing people out in the sticks in rural Minnesota. All they need is that good high-speed internet connection and some security. And, with the cell phone and your computer, you can work all over the world.
It's really kind of fascinating. So obviously that does play into an issue that we've talked about on this program many times, and that's sort of that broadband infrastructure and how I think there's really some pretty intentional and deliberate plans to build out more infrastructure and make it possible for people to have better broadband access because of this very issue.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason we're holding this conference, is to really draw attention to the issue and make sure that broadband is an economic development tool. And we need to make sure that we've connected the job providers, the potential employees, the economic development professionals, and the phone companies, and get them all on the same page and all together to talk about economic development from a telework standpoint. How do you get someone to move out of St. Paul to a lake home and work for that company in St. Paul still? How do you keep that economic engine moving both in the cities and the rural part of the state? Because as they come out, they spend money out in rural Minnesota. So it's really about identifying, you know, where the broadband capacity or flow is, where that opportunity is. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, you know, work on showing the folks the maps of the state and, and where the hot spots are, where the slow spots are. And that really will then, you know, push the private industry to say, all right, we need to start developing that broadband a little farther, you know, reaching out farther out of that town, you know, get to that farm that's maybe 10 miles out of town versus, you know, just the city limits.
And I mean, you've got, you know, people with really good skills out in rural Minnesota that could be tapped for those skills.
Yeah, one of the great things we're going to do at this conference is we're going to have some success stories. You know, we have a nuclear engineer that works all over the world that lives in New Ulm. There's not a nuclear plant in New Ulm.
Last I checked,
that's
no, you're right.
But we have a nuclear engineer living in New Ulm. And it's because of the high-speed internet. It's because of his teleworks and relationship with his employer.
Well, that's really a fascinating thing. So it's coming up in October. There will be more details on that forthcoming, I'm guessing.
Yeah, October 7th. If anybody wants to dig in deeper, check our website, www.ruralmn.org. And I'm sure we'll plug it a couple more times on this show.
All right, good. Well, we promise to do that. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.